Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, September 13, 1856. Vagabond Responsibility. On this day, September 13, 1856, local newspaper The Barbadian raised the matter of incidents of wanton lawlessness that had been occurring in Bridgetown and its suburbs at night. According to the report, a band of roving youths had been rampaging under the cover of darkness and were destroying pumps, gates, palings, and other property. What would have been of keen interest to the readership was the fact that the alleged perpetrators were described as white young men, some of whom were known to be respectably connected. The letter writer lamented that the authorities, who were charged to maintain law and order and bring the young men to justice, had extended leniency as a result of the culprits' family connections. This perceived inaction by the authorities was deprecated in strong terms by the writer, who declared that right-thinking citizens in no way respected what he termed vagabond respectability. Readers were further informed that a few days earlier, the motley crew had entered the residence of a widow in Fontebelle and destroyed a cask of molasses she had for sale. This act was described as a calamity, as the molasses was a major source of income for the family. Other residents in Fontebelle, including the writer, were victimized as their fences and gates were pulled down during the disorder. In conclusion, the letter writer suggested that the moral disease which apparently afflicted these wayward young men would best be cured by serving a few months in the penal gang. To effect the arrest and subsequent conviction of the perpetrators, a reward was offered to persons willing to provide evidence in the matter. On this day, September 13, 1856, readers of the Barbadian were informed that a group of marauding delinquents, some of whom came from good families, were committing acts of vandalism and thuggery. The random and unprovoked incidents unsettled city residents, who called for justice to be meted out to the respectable vagabonds.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.